there's a very, very interesting halakha with regards to if a person is allowed to put a item of food, let's say, for example, that was pre-cooked, that was already cooked from before Shabbat, and now it is cold, he wants to put it back onto the plata and warm it up. What is the halakha? Is a person allowed to do that? So first of all, there's a difference if the food is an item that is a dry food, is a food that's a actual food, or is it a liquid? If it is a food that was pre-cooked, and now it is cold, you're allowed to take a food and put it back onto the plata, as long as it's completely dry, or even majority dry, because that's ein bishul achar bishul v'dvar yavesh. With something that is a dry food, we don't have a ruling of something being cooked after it was already cooked. Meaning, once it was cooked, even if it cools down now afterwards, you can put it back onto the plata. That is with regards to a dry food, like for example, a solid food. But what if you have a liquid? For example, many times you have a choresh or something of the like that is really liquid, and you took it off, let's say, the plata Friday night, you put it in the sholan achedo, right? And you want to put it back on the plata. Now, what is the halakha? So the halakha is, it's a big machloket amongst the Rishonim, and the halakha is you're not allowed to put a liquid back onto the plata and rewarm it up. But now the question comes out, are you allowed to ask a non-Jew to take that item that was already cooked, but it's a liquid, which you're not allowed to put on the plata, are you allowed to ask a non-Jew to put it on the plata? So there's a very important rule in halakha, is that when you have an argument amongst poskim, amongst the Rishonim, you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to do it for you, even though you are not allowed to do it yourself. Because in that regard, we look at it as if it's considered like a safek derabanan, as if it's already a doubtful which opinion we go like. And when we have a doubt, you're allowed to rule leniently with rabbinic law. So in this case, for example, even though a liquid, for example, a choresh, that you're not allowed to put back on the plata once it's cooled down, if it's already pre-cooked 100%, you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to put that back onto the plata, and that would be no problem whatsoever. So that's all.